For many of us, Christmas shopping means pouring a cup of coffee, taking a seat in front of the computer, and clicking through the endless abyss of Amazon.com. For some people, one appealing aspect of shopping online in Tennessee is that nobody makes you pay taxes on your purchases. It's more of an honor system here. Billy Trout from Tennessee's Department of Revenue says that you're supposed to pay taxes for what you buy online.
Sales taxes due on items that are purchased from merchants inside of Tennessee. But use tax is also due on items that are purchased from locations outside Tennessee and brought into Tennessee for use within our state. This law has been in effect since 1947 and was passed at exactly the same time as sales tax was back at that particular time.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Sales tax is if you go to the store and you buy something, they'll add that extra percent when you make the purchase. And then a use tax would be for something you buy online or over the phone or a catalog or that you just bring to Tennessee from another state.
That is correct. And the rates are exactly the same.
Do you know how common it is for people to actually pay use taxes for online purchases or anything else?
We receive more tax returns and money now than we used to regarding Tennessee's consumer use tax. I don't have any specific figures regarding, you know, what the penetration is or what the compliance rate or anything like that is, because quite honestly, we don't have that information at our fingertips.
And Trout says that Tennessee does enforce its law for consumer use tax.
And we do deal with various other tax agencies in other states and share data. Here's an example of something that's commonly done, not just for Tennessee, but other states as well. We do share information between taxing agencies. For instance, if there was a big business, let's say in the state of Georgia, that was being audited by the Georgia Department of Revenue, as an example, then we may be able to get some data about Tennessee taxpayers that have done business with that Georgia business.
And I would think that you would be doing that for sort of big ticket items that really would owe a lot of tax. I mean, I have friends who like buy their toothpaste on Amazon. Are those things that people should worry about needing to pay taxes on?
Right, Mary. I think it's critical to know that the law does not exempt any of the items brought into Tennessee by virtue of the value of the item itself. But it's safe to say, obviously, that we would like to ensure 100% compliance, but we understand that bigger ticket items, obviously, are going to have the most impact to our state's economy, and we would certainly want to protect those as a first glance.
But there are actually special rules for Amazon in Tennessee. As of now, it's up to Tennessee to collect use tax from Amazon customers in the state. But starting in 2014, it will be Amazon's responsibility to collect the tax. Until then, Amazon has to send out notices to its customers, telling them that they may owe tax on their purchases. So if you're a responsible Tennessee citizen and you want to pay your taxes, Trout says go online to tennessee.gov/revenue.
The form itself, the electronic form, does allow you to report this for most taxpayers. It would be on an annual basis, so you don't need to be burdened with reporting each and every sale each and every time.
Trout says that paying your taxes is the proper thing to do so that we can build roads and fund schools in Tennessee.
One for you, 19 for me.
For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mary Helen Miller.
'Cause I'm the tax man.